Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and clear morning across Israel. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is also enjoying pleasant weather, perfect for a stroll along the beach. In Haifa, skies are clear, promising a beautiful start to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the combat engineering company Axe is now the most experienced force in the IDF, according to Mariv's report from earlier this hour. They're operating continuously in Gaza and Lebanon. Also, Ynet reports earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu has been named to Time 100, drawing global attention for his political maneuvers since October 7th. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the buffer zone in Lebanon will be expanded further eastward, assisting the Druze community in the region. Separately, Axios highlights Israel's deteriorating relations with Democrats in Congress. Some lawmakers now oppose funding, even defensive weaponry. And finally, according to I24 News, Hungary's new leader indicates a shift from Orbán's unconditional support for Israel. However, this isn't necessarily negative for Netanyahu. From X, the latest. Times of Israel posted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu stated Israel is prepared for a renewed conflict with Iran. Meanwhile, the U.S. prepares for another round of talks. Jonathan Cohn, a political commentator, noted earlier today that 7 out of 10 Jewish senators voted against the sale of bulldozers to Israel. Ahmed Al-Khatib, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier that elections are set to occur in Gaza in 10 days, with Hamas participating under a different banner. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's Axe company, Mariv reports that this unit has gained exceptional experience due to their ongoing operations in Gaza and Lebanon. The company is praised for their readiness and effectiveness. This development highlights the IDF's strategic focus on regional threats. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of Netanyahu's inclusion in Time 100 underscores the impact of his leadership during recent conflicts. The profile discusses his handling of the war in Gaza and challenges with Iran. This recognition could influence international perceptions of Israel's current political landscape. Turning to the expansion of Lebanon's buffer zone. The Jerusalem Post details how this move aims to protect the Druze community amid continuing Hezbollah strikes. This extension may stabilize the border area, but also potentially escalate tensions. Separately, Axios explores Israel's strained ties with U.S. Democrats. A growing number of lawmakers express concern over military aid. This shift could affect future U.S. support for Israeli defense initiatives. Finally, I24 News examines Hungary's new leadership stance. While there is a change in rhetoric, Netanyahu may still find an ally in Budapest. This evolving relationship could impact diplomatic dynamics in Europe. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israel faces criticism for reducing benefits to Holocaust survivors receiving pensions. This decision, considered insensitive, has sparked outrage in the Knesset. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a High Court petition against the Israel's basket program. Critics argue it misleads consumers and harms market competition. And finally, Globes reports that Lubinsky Group plans to acquire a 50% stake in Spar Israel. This move signifies a notable expansion in the retail sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.